saw the Gemara last time on Daf Lamed Tes on the base. We also saw the Tosfos on Daf Lamed Tes on the Aleph, in which he discussed what exactly was the Machlokes. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes on the Aleph, right at the bottom, seems at first glance to be having a discussion about whether you make a bracha over a slice of bread, which is very difficult to understand. Remember, the Gemara discussed about pas tsnuma, and the first opinion said that you make a bracha, and the second opinion said no, because you have to finish the bracha as you slice the bread, and this bread is already sliced. So it sounds like, on a simple level, that there's actually a machlokes about whether you do or don't make a bracha over a slice of bread, which is very difficult to understand. Why is it difficult to understand? Because we had a Mufurish Gemara earlier on in the Masechta that said that you make a bracha over psisin or pirurin. So it's quite clear that you do make a bracha over a slice of bread. So what exactly is the discussion? We could add to that, that in our Gemara, the Gemara that we have now learned in Lama Tess on the base, we see a similar concept. That everybody seems to agree that you definitely make a bracha over a slice of bread. The only question is, what do you do when it rivals a sholim? Do you then switch over? But there's no discussion about whether you can make a bracha over a slice of bread. So how can it possibly be, how can there be an opinion which seems to hold on to Lama Tess on the Aleph that no, you cannot make a bracha, why not? Because it's a slice. That can't be understood at face value. So if you remember, Tosfos, we saw this last month, but we saw it again on Thursday, briefly. Tosfos says, we're actually talking about where he has a slice and also a sholem in front of him. Now, if he has a slice and a sholem in front of him, then l'chayra, this sends us back to our sugya. That's the whole machlokes, that's how our whole Gemara began, a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yechonon. What do you do when you have a slice of bread and a sholem in front of you? Rav Huna says, you do whatever you like. Rav Yechonon says, it's mitzvah and a mufcha over the sholem. Tosfos said, yeah, that's true, but we're talking about where you've already sliced the slice. You've already cut into the slice. So if you cut into the slice, and you've clearly demonstrated, then that is the choviv option. That's the choviv option. So Tosfos was bringing to the table a new dimension, which we have not yet discussed, which is choviv. Until this point, we've discussed factors such as godel, choshuv, and sholem. And now Tosfos is introducing another factor called choviv. And Tosfos says, that's the discussion over there. That's the discussion over there, that maybe you wouldn't make a bracha over the slice, even though it's choviv, you'd make it over the sholem. But of course, it doesn't mean that you don't make a bracha over a slice of bread. You absolutely do. You absolutely do. Now, the Rashba, which is the first Maramokam on the sheet, also discusses this. He also discusses this. But I think it's kedai to wait a little bit before we see the Rashba, because we'll see, Mitzashem, we're going to learn our Tosfos, or two, or three, and we will see that the Rashba learned our sugya a little bit different to Rashi. In fact, he learned it more similarly to Tosfos, and therefore, if you first see Tosfos, we'll understand the Rashba better. In order to understand Tosfos properly, we're going to learn the second Tosfos on the Amud now, Dibar Maschil Mavorich. There's a lot of Tosfos on this Amud, we have to take it slowly. In order to appreciate this Tosfos, we have to be absolutely crystal clear, first and foremost, in the Shitta of Rashi. Firstly, Rav Huna said that you make a bracha over psisin, and that will patter the Tashlumin. Rashi immediately added the words imrotza. What does that mean, imrotza?
That's the one he wants to eat.
If he so desires to make a bracha over that one. Now, why did Rashi learn that way? That's not the simple translation of the Gemara. What is the simple translation of the Gemara? When you read the Gemara for the first time and it says that according to Rav Huna you make a bracha on the psisin, what does that sound like?
That's the halacha.
That's what you have to do. That's what you must do. And Rashi says, no, you may do. So why did Rashi change we can call it, the simple pshat in the Gemara. Why was Rashi not happy with a simple pshat in the Gemara? The answer is, because if you remember, Rashi learned, and this we'll see, this is the point of contention. That's why we have to be crystal clear in Rashi. Because Rashi learned that when you have a slice in front of you, and you have a sholim in front of you, this is Rav Huna and Rav Yechon's discussion, what about the size factor? Is that a distinguishing factor or not? Rashi said we're at the moment talking about where they are of equal size. If one would be gadol, that's a different story. Now, we discussed where Rashi got that from. But it's all dependent, one point is dependent on the other. Now let's take this slowly. Do you agree or do you not agree with the following sentence? As soon as you learn that we're talking about two equal sized bread, then you must learn Imrotza. You must learn that when Rabbi Yochanan says, when Rav Huna says, you make a bracha on the psis, and it doesn't mean you must, it means you may. You have to learn like that. Why do you have to learn like that? Again, I'll repeat the question. Everybody has to tell me the answer to this. I've got two pieces of bread in front of me. They are both identical size. A slice, which is clearly a large slice, and a loaf of bread, which is a small loaf of bread. It's a roll. So my roll and my slice are identical size. There is nothing to distinguish them size-wise. Comes along Rav Huna and says the following words, Mevarech al hapsisin. What does that mean? That can only mean one thing. What's that?
If you make it on the slice.
But you may make a bracha on the slice. Why is that the only thing that it can mean? Why can it not mean, simple translation, that you must make a bracha on the slice? It can't mean that. Why not? Because they're of equal size. There is absolutely, l'chaira, no logic in the world to tell me that the slice is better than the sholem. At best, you can tell me that the sholem is not better than the psisim. But don't tell me the psisim is better than the sholem. The only way in the world that you could tell me that the psisim is better than the sholem is
if it's larger.
If it was larger, but Rashi doesn't learn like that. So the minute that Rashi told us that the sugya is talking about that the breads are of equal size, then he had to learn that what does it mean, mevarech al apsisin, if you want it. So again, if we were to ask the question, why did Rashi alter the simple translation of the Gemara? When you read the Gemara for the very first time before Rashi, and it says mevarech al apsisin, how would we like to translate that? You must make a bracha on the psis, and you look at Rashi, no, imrotza. Why did Rashi do that? The answer is Rashi had no choice. Rashi had to learn like that. Why? Because the minute we're talking about two slices, or a slice and a sholim, which are of the same size, then don't start telling me that you must make a bracha on the psis, and that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. How can the psis be better than the sholim? Says Rashi, you're right, it's not better. What is it?
Same.
Imratza, if you want. How did Rashi then continue?
But
if the psisin is gadol, then what? Then you must make a bracha on the psisin. You could, in theory, now listen very carefully to this, because maybe this is the way Tosis will learn. You could, in theory, have learned differently. How could you have learned the Gemara? You could have learned the Gemara that we are indeed talking about where the psisin are larger than the sholem. And when Rav Huna says you may mevarech al psisin, what does he mean?
Must.
That you must! Rashi doesn't have a choice. Rashi can't learn like that. Because the minute that Rashi told us, we have to know where Rashi got this from, but the minute that Rashi told us we're talking about equal size, that's it, game over. You have no choice. You cannot now say that you have to make a bracha on the slice. That doesn't make any sense. So what did Rashi say? You don't have to, but if you so desire, you may. But the minute it would be bigger, oh, then you have to make a bracha on the slice. Now, before we see the Tosas, let's just add one more line. That was all in the opinion of Rav Huna. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says it's a mitzvah and a muvcha to make a bracha on the shalim. What would be the halacha according to Rashi if the psisin was larger than the shalim? We're talking about the equal size. So Rashi already told us that according to Rav Huna, you must make a bracha on the psisin. If they're the same size, you can do whatever you like. But if the psisin are larger, then what?
You must make a bracha
on the psisin. You must make a bracha on the psisin. Okay. What did Rabbi Yochanan hold about that case? Rabbi Yochanan says that it's a mitzvah and a muvcha to make a bracha on the shalem. Is he talking about, again, only when they are equal sized, or even when the psisin are larger, you would still make a bracha on the shalom?
The latter.
Even when the psisin are larger, I'm still telling you to opt for the shalom. Which means, in summary, and this is what Tosfos gets upset about in Rashi, that when you have psisin which are larger and a sholem which is smaller, this is the way that Tosfos understood Rashi, according to Rav Huna, you must make a bracha on the psisin because they are larger, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, you must make a bracha, or at least a mitzvah and a muvcha, to make a bracha on the sholem and not on the larger. Now let's see Tosfos. Mevorech al hapsisim upoiter es hashleimin. Pirush Rashi. Im hapsisim v'hashleimin shovin. So again, even though Rashi didn't spell this out, but it was absolutely mavur and meduyak in Rashi, but that's what he was explaining. That we're talking about, they are shoving. What does that mean, they are shoving?
The same percentage.
Equal sized. Then yivorech al ezei sheyirtzeh. When Rav Huna says you make a bracha on the psisin, he didn't mean that you must, he meant that you may. Okay. But, continues Tosfos in his quote of Rashi, ve'im hapsisin gedoilim. If, however, these slices are larger, then tzorich levorech al hapsisin. What's the key word there? Tzorich. Underline the word tzorich. The minute the psisin would be larger, then... What's the dogish? What's the main word? Then you would have to make a bracha on the psisin, as opposed to... what was said before, that you may if you so desire. No, now we're being told that you must make a bracha on the psisin if they are larger, because they are larger. Tzorech levorech al psisin lifter as shleimin. You'd have to make a bracha on the slices in order to exempt the shleimin. V'Reb Yochanan Oimer, again, Tosfos is continuing, just quoting Rashi. Al hashleimin mitzvah min amuvchor. It is a mitzvah min amuvchor. It's ideal to make a bracha over the shleimin. Afilu im hapsisin gedoilin tfei. Even if the slice of bread is larger, gedoilot tfei means it is bigger than the shalim. End of quote. Says Tosfos v'Teima. This is wondrous. very, very difficult to accept. Why? Im kein, svara hafucha. It's a svara hafucha. What does that mean, a svara hafucha?
Opposite reasoning.
We don't like having a machlokes with opposite reasoning. I don't mind disagreeing with you, but it's unlikely that I hold the exact opposite. For example, if I have a discussion, if you have Sholem versus Godel, if one opinion would say you make a bracha on the Godel, and the other one would say, no, I don't think the Godel is, no, nothing special about the Godel, so you could do whatever you like. Fine. But for me to turn around and say, not only do I disagree with you, and I hold that the Godel is not better, in fact, I hold that the Sholem is better. That's a wall-to-wall machlokes. That what you hold is logical, I hold that the reverse is true, which is generally something we like to avoid. If I say it's kosher and you say it's posel, fine. If I say it's tomei, you say it's toher, fine. I don't mind that. I can live with the machlokes, that we have millions of them. But if you hold that A is better than B, it's unlikely that I hold that B is better than A. At best, you hold A is better than B, and I hold that A is equal to B. So I disagree with your logic, but to say that I hold the opposite of your logic is rather bizarre. And that, says Tosfos, is exactly what's going on, according to Rashi. Svara hafucha, why? De la Rav Huna, because according to Rav Huna, psisin shehim gedolim, slices that are large, adifi, are better than shalim. Rabbi Yochanan, shleimin adifi. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the shalem is adifi. Ve'ein svara loima. There's no logic. It is not logical to say de pligi bahofuch svaris. It is very illogical to say that what? That we're disagreeing with opposite logics. Opposite logics. If I say to you, listen, I think this is better than A is better than B, I say, no, I disagree. I don't think that's called better. So what do you say? It's not better, it's the same. But for me to say, not only is A not better than B, but the exact opposite, B is better than A, is unlikely. Okay. Tosfos doesn't prove this point, it just says Ein Svara. I'm not prepared to accept this logic. According to Rav Huna, Godel trumps Sholem, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, Sholem trumps Godel. Sorry, unlikely. Question number one. Question number two. V'oid tema. Now, this is something we pointed out the first time we saw the Gemara on Tuesday. There's another question. Amai Shino. What does Shino mean?
Change.
Why did the Gemara change besamuch? What does besamuch mean? Samuch means always close. Close up means the very next line. Why did the Gemara in the next line change l'shoino? It changed its whole loshon. Denokat. Because what did it say? Loshon.
Prusa.
Prusa. Quote unquote shelchitin. It's a general question, which we'll see. Tosfos has a new revolutionary pshat, and according to that, the Gemara will be answered. If you remember, we pointed this out. In the beginning of the Gemara called slices psisin. And in the very next line, what does it say? That everybody would agree that if you have a prusa of chitin and a sholem of sa'ira, then you make a bracha over the chitin. Why? Because it's chashuv. What does prusa mean? A slice. And what does psisin mean? Also a slice. Why do you change the loshon? I'm not denying that you can have two words meaning the same thing, but why would you, in the same omud of the Gemara, from one line to the next, why would you change the loshon? Call it psisin shalchitin. Says Tosfos. We're now going to suggest a brand new pshat.
Who's this attack on Rashi or the Gemara?
It's going to be an attack on the Gemara, lefi Rashi. The way Rashi explains that everything over here is discussing a slice, if that's true, then I don't understand why the Gemara changed its Lashon. Whereas according to Tosfos, as we'll soon see, psisin and prusa means two different things. But according to Rashi, psisim and prusim means the same thing. That's very shver. If it really means the same thing, why would you change the lashon from one line to the next? That's rather bizarre. Zok Toisves al kein. Therefore, Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam explained the following. The Mairi Bapsisin, keyword coming up. Gedoilim. The case that Rashi said we are not talking about, according to Tosis, is absolutely the case that we jolly well are talking about. Veshleimim Ktanim. So there's a whole change over here now. According to Tosis, what we're dealing with?
A large piece.
I've got psisim, a large piece or large pieces, and the sholem or the shleimim are small. That's not how Rashi learned. Rashi learned that they're all the same size. If it indeed would be gadol, that would be a different story. Says Tosis, not that it's a different story. That's the story that we're talking about. We're talking about large slices and small sholem. That's the case. Okay.
She's saying perusim means large slice.
Wait, not perusim, psisim. Psisim means a large slice. That's what Tosis says. Tosis says, the Mairi bepsisin gedoilim. When Rav Huna began this Gemara, and he says, psisin v'shleimin. Psisin is a key word, and it means a large slice. As opposed to prusa, means something else completely that we're coming up soon. V'hochi pirusho, and this is now the explanation. Omer Rav Huna, mevorech ala psisin. You make a bracha on the psisim. Now, look what Tosfos says. Kloimar. What this means to say, in this I am in agreement with Rashi. Im yirtze. What does that mean, im yirtze?
That's the one he wants to.
If he wants to, he may do. But v'hu adin, the so too would be true, same din. Arashleimim, im yirtze. Basically, you can make a bracha over whatever you like. Whether over the psisin or the shleimin makes no difference, according to Rav Huna.
Regardless of size.
Even if the psisin are larger. The Rebbe Yochanan Amar that shleimin ikar. Now, stop. How has Tosfos answered his questions? How has Tosfos answered? Tosfos asked how many questions on Rashi? Two. The first question was Svarois Hafuchis. We don't like opposite logic. If, according to Rashi, when you have a Godoil versus a Sholem, Rav Huna says you make a bracha on the Godoil, and Rabbi Yechanan says you make a bracha on the Sholem, says Tosfos, that's called opposite logic. I don't like that. How has Tosfos answered that question? According to the way that Tosfos has learned the Gemara, there is no longer Svarei Zafuchois. Why not? Because when you have Godoil and Sholem, according to Rav Huna, what's the halacha? You can make a bracha on either one. He didn't say you have to make a bracha on the Godoil. Rashi says that when you have a Godoil and a Sholem, then what's the halacha? You must make a bracha on the Godoil. Says Tosfos, that's very bizarre. What? You must make a bracha on the Godoil? And Rabbi Yechanan says you must make a bracha on the Sholem. That's weird. Says Tosfos, we're actually talking about the psisin are in fact larger. And that's when Rav Huna said, either way will do. So I never said that you must make a bracha on the Godel. So you see what Tosfos has done now? Tosfos has brought together the two opinions. It's no longer a wall-to-wall machloikas. According to Rav Huna, when you have Godel versus Sholem, what's the halacha?
Whichever one you want. according to whom?
Yeah, whatever you want. Kunt Ravuna. It's 1-1. Final score, 1-1. So what do you do? Whatever you choose. According to Rabbi Yechna, when you have Godel versus Sholem, what's the halacha? Which wins the day?
Always Sholem.
Sholem. So it's 1-0 to Sholem. Beseda. I can live with that, says Tosfos. That's not called Svaras Afuchis. It's only Svaras Afuchis if you say that according to Ravona it's 1-0 to the Godel, and according to Rabbi Yechna it's 1-0 to the Sholem. That's opposite scores. Says Tosfos, it's not that way. According to Ravona it's 1-1. Or nil-nil, whatever you want to call it. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's 1-0 to the Sholem. Great. Now, Tosfos has sort of left us dangling over here. How did he answer the second question? He never referred back to that question. Tosfos asked a very nice question. Why do we start calling these slices psisim, and then we end up calling it prusa? Can anybody please suggest, how did Tosfos answer that question? According to Tosfos, what does psisin mean?
Large piece.
Large slices. It is not a generic term for
slice.
It's not. It's the specific word for a large slice of bread. Ah, so what's a prusa then? Small slice of bread. So when the Gemara says in the next line that everybody would agree, yes, we had a machloikas when you have a large slice versus a sholem. Rav Huna says you can make a bracha whatever you like, and Rabbi Yochanan says you can make a bracha. You have to make a bracha over the sholem. But once you're dealing with chita versus seira, then what's the halacha? Chito wins the day, even if the slice is smaller. And that's why the Gemara deliberately now change and use the word called prusa, because that's precisely the whole point. The whole point is that once you've got chito, game, set, and match. Sorry to continue the sporting theme over here. Taking you back to your Brighton days, Rabbi Yosef. From Brighton, no?
I was in Brighton for some time, yes.
So you must have been a Brighton United supporter in your youth.
No. When I was into football, I was somewhere else.
Where were you? Let's hear that.
Blackpool. Yes.
Blackpool, oh, okay. So now Tosfos has answered the Shaila. So according to Tosfos, we understand very well why the Gemara changed the Lashon from Psisin to Prusa, because they mean two different things, and the Gemara is trying to illustrate two different points. Point number one is when you have Psisin, which means large slices, then we have a Machleikus between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yechanan. According to Rav Huna, you do a bracha whatever you like. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, you make a bracha over the Sholem. Says the Gemara, but everybody agrees that if you've got Chito versus Seira, then what? Then I couldn't care less about the size. I don't care that it's not a Sholem. I don't care that it's smaller. It's got all the chesreinus in the world. The answer is, but it's got the biggest mila going for it. And that is chita. Choshev. It's got choshev. So Tosfos has answered all the kashas. So halacha lemaisa, at the moment, before we see how we pasken, do you agree to me that we have a machloikas lahalacha between Rashi and Tosfos? In which case is there a machloikas lahalacha? When you have a slice which is larger than the sholim. According to Rashi, what's the halacha? You make a bracha over the large one, even according to Ravuna. And according to Taisus, no. You can if you want, but you don't have to. That's the machlokes between Ravuna and Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi says, no, that's not the machlokes. Machlokes is only when they're equal sized. So Taisus says, no. The machlokes is when the psisin are larger. That's the machlokes. Now, what's the halacha lemaisa? Zok Taisus. V'chein halacha k'Reb Yochanan. Halacha l'maisa, if you have psisin which are large and a sholem which is small, you make a bracha on the sholem. Azoi shteitim tesis. Halacha l'maisa, d'ha'rav v'Reb Yochanan. Halacha k'Reb Yochanan. Because even when Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav, we have a principle that we always go with halacha Rabbi Yochanan. In which case, kol shekein legabe Rav Huna. Well, then even more so, we're going to go with Rabbi Yochanan when he's not fighting against Rav; he's just fighting against Rav Huna. Why? Then definitely halacha kamoisai. Why? Shehoya talmidoi shel Rav. Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. So if Rabbi Yochanan beats the Rebbe, well, he definitely beats the Talmud. What's the halacha when you have a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. So if he beats Rav, he certainly beats Rav's Talmudim. So therefore, in my Gemara says, Tosafot, when I have a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, we absolutely go with Rabbi Yochanan. The Dafka ba'amoroi basroi, it is only with the later Amoroim omrinon halacha ke basroi. That halacha is like the later Amoroim. They have halacha, we have many principles. It's not our discussion now, but it's a very complicated discussion. When you have a machlokes between different Tanoim or different Amoroim, how am I supposed to know what the halacha is at the end of the day? So we have many rules. For example, the one that's most famous is the Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, the halacha is Beis Hillel. Everybody knows that. If I didn't have that rule, then I'd be very stuck. Because every time there's a machlokes, well, what do I do now? Okay, we have a rule. There's hundreds of rules like that. Now, one of the rules, which is a more general rule, is that if you have a machlokes between different Amoroim, you go with the later generation. Which is a whole hashkafic discussion. You might well say to me, that doesn't make sense. You should really go with the earlier generations. We always say there's a Yeridas HaDoiris. It's a whole discussion. We're not going to get involved now. But that is the principle. So if that's the case, Rav Huna is later on chronologically than Rabbi Yochanan. Do you know that Rabbi Yochanan was almost a Tana? He lived at the same time as Rav. This is a Tana. Rav is a Tana. So Rav Huna is later on. So if he's a later Amoira, then maybe we should pass like Rav Huna. Because that's the halacha. You go with a Basra. He says, no. That principle only applies to generations further down the line, not the earlier generations. So here we apply our normal rules. If Rav has machlokes with Rabbi Yochanan, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, then certainly if Rabbi Yochanan has a machlokes with Rav Huna, you definitely go with Rabbi Yochanan. So according to Tosfos halacha lemaisa, if you have Sholem versus Godoil, what's the halacha? Sholem wins the day. That's it.
Regardless of the machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos, it's independent of that. Rabbi Yochanan's halacha.
Yeah, but it's not independent. Because according to Rashi, the way Tosfos understood, Rabbi Yochanan says you make a bracha over the sholem. Yeah, that's true. Even if it's Godel, which is what Tosfos holds as well. So it comes out the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos is not in the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, rather the machlokes is in the opinion of Rav Huna. What was Rav Huna talking about? Equal sized or the psisin were larger? Rashi says equal, Tosfos says, no, the psisin were larger. That's when Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. And he says, Sholem wins the day. Don't tell me that you can make a bracha on whatever you like. Sholem wins the day, and that is the halacha. Now, we'll see that this is going to greatly influence the Tosfos coming up about Ketanoi, etc., etc. But before we... We'll see halacha lemaisa. Be'ez Hashem, we will see the halacha lemaisa. You have the sheets in front of you? Did we put this on the sheets? I hope we did. Yes, it's all on the sheets. Number 6 and onwards.
Oh, it's short and rough.
Yeah, we'll see. But first, let's get the sugya clear, and then we'll go through the halacha lemaisa mitzvah. Now, if we see the Rashba now, if you have a look at the Rashba number 1 on the sheets, having seen the Tosfos that we just now saw, then I think we'll be better off and we'll understand the discussion in the Rashba. Again, the Rashba is commenting not on our sugya. He's commenting on a previous sugya on tsnuma, which is also means a slice. Omer of Chia Ba'ashi pas at tsnuma b'ka'oro mevorchin olom amoitzi. Pas at tsnuma b'ka'oro mevorchin olom amoitzi. That was Rav Chia Ba'ashi's opinion, and if you remember Rav Chia, not Rav Chia Ba'ashi, but Rav Chia, he disagreed. Ikel Meidak, one has to examine this, Heichi Domi, what exactly is the case? I leka elo pas tsnuma bekara, if there is nothing but the slice in the bowl, then pshita. Obviously you make a bracha, deha ika teresa de naham. Remember we had the earlier the Gemara that says whenever it has appearance of bread, doesn't matter if it's sliced, you make a bracha. From Rinon Le'el, we said earlier on, the afilu bepirurin, even if it's just very small pieces, she'in bren kazayis, doesn't matter. The afilu echziru lesolton, even if you switched it back to flour, and vorech nala amoitzi bede ika teresa de naham, as long as it's got some basic appearance of bread. So he has a whole bunch of questions. I don't want to get involved in the sugya. Go straight to the second paragraph. Ve'ikalameima. One can say, Dehocha. Now, in this point, it's the same as Tosfos. Bede'ika pas tsnuma upas shleima. That's the same as Tosfos and Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. He says, we're not talking about that you only had a slice there. You had a slice and also a shleimo. So it sounds like this is Mamash al Gemara. Says the Rashba, Vafilu hochi, Ka'omar Rav Chia Ba'ashi. And nonetheless, even though I've got a shleimo there as well, Rav Chia Ba'ashi says, Di'i boi, that if you want, Mevorech atznumo, you can make a bracha on the slice, umeiniach es hashleimo, and you can put down the shleimo. Whose opinion is that? What does that mamish sound like? Whose opinion? Sounds like Rav Huna. Says the Rashba, k'Rav Huna. Yes, that is like Rav Huna, the psisin v'shleimin. Not only that, says the Rashba, Va'adifa midravuna. What does that mean, Va'adifa midravuna? He's actually saying
it's better.
Even more than Ravuna. He's saying more of a chiddush. Why? Deravuna b'psisin
Gedolim.
Whose opinion is that, Rashi or Tosfos? That's Tosfos. Rashba just gave the game away. But who does he learn like?
Tosfos.
Because according to Rashi, how can you say we're talking about psisim gedolim? We're not talking about psisim gedolim, we're talking about equal size. Says the Rashba, we're dealing with psisim gedolim. Shehein kechatzai pas. Looks like half of a loaf of bread. Kedeksiv ve'ekcho pas lochem. What does pas lochem mean? Avraham Avinu said, I'm going to take pas lechem. Now, we always translate pas as
bread.
So what's lechem? Bread. Ve'ekcho pas lechem. Avraham Avinu told the malachim, I'm going to give you bread. What does that mean?
Large
slices. It's almost like a whole loaf of bread. That's what I mean. That's why it's called psisa, and it's from the word pas. It's a special word. It's not a prusa. A prusa is a slice. A pas is a very large slice. It's so large, like half a loaf of bread. That's how large it is. Uder Rav Chia, but Rav Chia in the previous sugya is talking about snumois dakois, thin slices. So what does he mean, adifa midder Rav Huna? Why is that adifa? Why is that adifa? He's saying more of a chiddush than Rav Huna. Why is it more of a chiddush? They're both talking about, you've got a slice and a sholem, and they both said that if you want, you can make a bracha on the slice. Says the Rashba, that is like Rav Huna, but in fact it's more of a chiddush than Rav Huna. Why is it more of a chiddush?
Because the slice is bigger than the sholem.
According to who?
According to Tosfos.
Yeah, but again, Rav Huna as opposed to Rav Chia. Who's saying the bigger chiddush? The Rashba says that Rav Chia, like Rav Huna, is talking about a slice and a sholem. And like Rav Huna, he says, if you so desire, you may make a bracha over the slice, but he's actually telling you more of a chiddush. Why is it more of a chiddush than Rav Huna?
Because Rav Huna is talking about
psisim, which are large slices. So therefore it makes a lot of sense to say that if you want, you can make a bracha over those slices because there's a lot going for them, and that is their size. But Rav Chia is not using the word psisin. Which word do you use? Tsnuma. What does tsnuma mean?
Small.
Says the Rashba. Tsnuma is dakos, tiny thin slices. And he still says...
That's where you can make the bracha over.
But you're allowed to make a bracha over the slice. So he's basically going along in the school of Rav Huna, but he's in fact telling you even more of a chiddush than Rav Huna. Let's press pause for a moment. According to Tosfos, now let's listen very carefully. According to Tosfos, and now we can add the Rashba to that list as well, what was Rav Huna and Rav Yechanan talking about?
Honey. Large piece.
That the psisim are larger than the sholim. So what does Rav Huna say? Whatever you like. What does Rav Yechanan say? The sholim. So let me ask you a question. What would be the halacha if they're equal sized? Or even worse, what would be the halacha if the slice was smaller than the sholem? According to Rav Huna, what would be the halacha? According to Rav Yechanan, obviously you make a bracha on the sholem. You always make a bracha on the sholem, even if the psisim are larger. But according to Rav Huna, who says that you can make a bracha on whatever you like when the psisim are larger. So what would be if the psisim are not larger, if they're the same size or smaller? What would be the halacha then?
It doesn't tell us.
So maybe the halacha is you make a bracha on
whichever
one you want.
On the sholem.
And in fact, I think I even have a proof. It must be that you make a bracha on the sholem and you don't have a choice. You know what my proof is? Because otherwise, why did Rav Huna mention the example of psisim? If Rav Huna really maintained that you make a bracha over whatever you like, irrespective of size, so why are you talking about large slices? Right, tell me even an average size, tell me even a smaller slice. He didn't tell me that. What did he tell me? If you have a large slice, versus Shalem, and the score is 1-1. But if it's a small slice, maybe not. Comes along Rav Chia on Amud Aleph, and what's he talking about? A small size. That's what the Rashba means. But Adifa midravuna. What does it mean, Adifa?
Stronger.
He's stronger. He's better. Tell me more of a Chiddush. Let's read those words again. But Adifa midravuna. Dravuna. But psisin gedoilin. Because Rav Huna, who said, I allow you to make a bracha on the psisin, what's he talking about? When the slices are large, like a half a slice of bread, as it says, ve'kopas lechem. But yet, Rav Chia, Ba'ashi is talking about, bitznumois, dakois. They're not gedolim. And nonetheless, he tells you that what?
Make a bracha on the dakos.
So according to Rav Chia Ba'ashi, would you agree with the following line, or would you disagree? Or let me ask it as a question. According to Rav Chia Ba'ashi, does Sholem have any weight whatsoever? Absolutely zero weight. That's what comes out according to the Rashba. B'das Rav Chia Ba'ashi. Sholem is totally irrelevant. The fact that something is complete is irrelevant. Whereas, according to Rav Huna on Amud Beis, maybe Sholem is relevant. It's just that here I've got psisim which are very, very large. So maybe that negates the maila of Sholem. But according to Rav Chia Ba'ashi, Sholem is irrelevant. I have very small slices, doesn't matter. You can make a bracha over which one? Whatever you like. Whatever you like. And then the Rashba continues and says, and that's the machlokes over there. I don't want to get involved in the whole sugya there. So we have now, the picture is beginning to take shape. It's a complicated sugya. We issued a warning on day one of Zman. It's a complicated sugya. We have Rashi on one side of the fence, but on the other side of the fence, they're piling up now. We have Tosfos and the Rashi. And they both learned that what? That psisim means larger, and Rav Huna says you can make a bracha whatever you like. Rashi says, not true. If the psisim are larger, will be the alocha? You have to make a bracha over the psisim. Now, let's immediately see. Number two, Zot the Rosh. I will try now bring this to a mini conclusion. Hey, view number two on the sheets. Actually, I can see this over here. Yeah, it's okay, you can take this. Zot the Rosh. Hey, view lefona psisim v'shleimim. They brought in front of him psisim and shleimim. Omar Ahuna, mavorech ala psisim upaiter es ha-shleimim. Rabbi Echna ma-shleimo mitzvah na-mufta. Aval pusa shel chitin v'shleima shel soirin. Divrei ha-koil. Everybody would agree that what? So far, all the Rosh has done is you just quote the Gemara, not a single Chiddush so far. The Hilchasa ke Rabbi Yoichanan legabe Ravuna. Same as Tosis. How do I know that? Dehor Ravuna leisa legabe derav, because Ravuna doesn't exist, as it were, against Rav. Shehoya Talmidei, because Rav Huna doesn't have any place in front of Rav, because Rav was the Rebbe. The Kol Shekein Legaba Rabbi Yochanan, so even more so, he doesn't get a look in against Rabbi Yochanan, because remember, like we said before, when you have Rav versus Rabbi Yochanan wins the day. Therefore, the Kol Shekein Legaba Rabbi Yochanan leisa. So obviously, against Rabbi Yochanan, nothing to do. Okay. Hilkoch. Therefore, if the halacha is we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, so we have just decided v'hilkach mevarech al hashleima va'afilu ikatana yosa min haprusa. Even if it's smaller than the slice, the bahochi, because it is this case, airi pluktayu. This is their machloikas. Pluktayu is their machloikas. What is their machloikas, says Tosfos? When the slice is bigger and the sholem is smaller. So whose side of the fence is the Rosh on? Tosfos? Rashba? Rosh. What has the Rosh just told you? To Bahochi, Airi, Pluktai. This is what their machloikas is. According to Rashi, that's not what the machloikas was. Machloikas was they were equal size. But the Rosh says, no. The machloikas is when the sholem was actually smaller than the psisim. Because what does psisim mean?
Large.
And what does prusa mean? Small. That's how the Rosh carries on. The Loshen Prusa Mashma Chatzi Hasholim. K'moy Echad, he brings examples. Now, miss out a couple of lines and go to Ubaha Ka'oma. Just after the period in the middle, the line begins with the word G'daylim. You have it? The first word on the line is G'daylim. Ubaha Ka'oma Rav Huna. It is that Rav Huna said, Mavarich al apsisim im yiritzeh. Why? Underline the following three words. Lefi sheheim g'daylim. The Rosh also learns like Tosfos. V'afilu hachi. And nonetheless, Ka'oma Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Dunno. Shleima mitzcha min amufcha. Shleima wins the day. Shleima wins the day. I don't care that the slices are large. Not only that, adds the Rosh, va'afilu hoyo psisin mipas nekia, v'shleima mipas hadro'o. We're going to see later on, there's different types of flour. Clean flour and unclean flour. Now we would all be excused for thinking that clean flour is definitely a big miler. And maybe would trump other milers, says Tosfos. No, once you've got Sholem over here, according to Rabbi Yochanan,
doesn't matter.
Sholem wins the day. Why? As long as they're both chitin. Kiven de shneihem mechitin, therefore mavorech al hashleimo. End of the Rosh. So we see now that even though we began the sugya with Rashi, but I'm afraid to say that Rashi is really fighting a lone battle. Rashi learned that the machlokes is when they are equal sized. Tosfos, then we saw the Rashba, now we've seen the Rosh, all disagree with Rashi, and they say the machlokes is when the sholem is smaller, and the psisin, that's the word psisin as opposed to pusa, psisin are large. Nonetheless, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Sholem outguns size. And the Rosh has just now added, and it also outguns unclean flour. As long as they're both chitin. But if the sholem would be se'irin, barley, and the slice would be chitin, then what?
The slice
wins under all circumstances. Because then you've got a brand new mila called chashuv. Because chitin is chashuv. Why exactly chitin is chashuv, that we're going to see later on in the sugya. So at the moment in the final analysis, both Tosfos and the Rosh have paskin for us, halacha lemaisa, sholem wins the day. As long as we're dealing with, they're both chitin. Sholem wins
the day. I mean, if you don't want to eat the lousy flour, You don't have to eat it.
No, if you're happy to eat either, you make a bracha on the shalim. If the slice is chita, that's a different story.
Oh, yeah.
We will have to see, by the way, two very important points. Firstly, how do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? And we're going to assume the likelihood is that we paskin like the Rosh, because we've seen that Tosfos also goes with that. But we're going to have to see something else. Is this a discussion only with bread? Once I've got a whole apple and a half an apple. Or a whole apple and half an orange. Does the same discussion apply? Or is this strictly a discussion with bread for some reason? There's a lot more work to see. Emet Hashem, on Tuesday morning, all be well. We'll learn the next Tosfos. The next Tosfos does bring in a different type of pas. We'll see. And then we'll have to see the Ketanoi. Quite a few more Tosfos in. So what I'd like to see is as follows. Let's just have a look over here for the moment. Yeah, I think that's the correct way of doing it. We should do the Tosfosim. Mubarak, let's try and keep on going to see the Tosfosim. If you do, Mamish, keep on going. The bottom Tosfos we can put on hold for a second. Bottom Tosfos is Lagab the Pesach, what you do on Leila Seder. But all the other Tosfosim are relevant to our Sugya. And then Be'ezah Hashem, we will see from number 6 all the way to the end. You don't have to see all of it. Try and prepare as much as you can. Be'ezah Hashem, we'll see it together.